I said, I'm going to show you a scripture that if you ever do that again, after you've done it all those years and God's been so merciful to you, I said, I'm going to guarantee you, if you do that one more time, God will take you out with some kind of terrible sickness. I said, here it is in Hebrews 10:26. Dear friend, if we deliberately continue sinning, after I've told him, sleeping around with those women is sin. He knows it now, doesn't he? He knows it. But that's everybody in here today. I tell you that lying is a sin. You better get on the right track and stop lying. I tell you that sleeping around with somebody you're not married to is a sin. You better never do it again because you've been told. Is that right? You've been told. Now then, if you know what's right, you know what God's Word says, and then you go out and deliberately do it again, look what He says. If we deliberately continue sinning after we have received a full knowledge of the truth, there is no other sacrifice that will cover those sins. What does that mean? Look what He says. There will be nothing to look forward to but terrible expectation of God's judgment and the raging fire that will consume His enemies. So you go out and say, well, I've heard Thurman say that I'm supposed to go to church, but I ain't going. You heard it today. I didn't cut no corners on telling you God said go to church. Is that what He said? Who wrote the book? I didn't write the book. I'm just a messenger boy. Somebody said, we're going to kill you. That's okay. I'm just a messenger boy. God, He's going to be here after I'm gone. He'll just bring somebody else to tell you. You know, but I'm just a messenger boy. That's all I do. But if you deliberately continue to sin, you say, well, I ain't going to church no more. I don't care what He said. Okay, so you just bucked up today and said, I heard Him say, I got to go to church, but I ain't going. What do you think is going to happen to you? Some kind of... Oh, what kind of judgment did He say He was going to bring? What?
This one says fiery.
Fiery! Woo! Well, they both pretty scary, aren't they? In other words, how do we get away, how do we get by with not having this fiery judgment? Hey, go to church. That's exactly right. Go to church and tell Jesus every Sunday how much you love Him. In fact, not every Sunday. Wake up every morning telling the King, Lord, I'm so grateful. Lord, I'm so grateful I'm your son. I'm your daughter. I'm grateful that you love me. I'm grateful that you bore my sickness and removed my disease and all these things. And if I walk in obedience to your word and I praise you and worship you and I go to church and I don't lie, I don't cheat, I don't steal, I don't commit adultery, I don't do none of those dumb things I know you hate, then I don't have to worry about no fiery judgment, right? Oh, well, if you don't have to worry about fiery judgment, then what might you have to be concerned about if you obey Him and everything? Oh, yeah. You've got to be concerned about all these wonderful blessings He's going to dump out on you.
Amen.
See? We just think we're going to get by without being judged. But we're not going to get by without being blessed. God either blesses you or judges you. And I love His blessings, don't you? That's kind of a scary statement right there. If you go out and sin willfully after you have the knowledge of the truth, God's going to judge you. Now, do you have to live there and continue to be in judgment the rest of your life? No. What do you have to do?
Repent.
Yes, you repent of sin and tell God how sorry you are. And then He says, okay, now then. In other words, let's use it like a dad to a son. Dad told son to be in at 10 o'clock. Or let's say, give him a little benefit of the doubt, say 11 o'clock. You have to be back home with the car by 11. Well, he says, Dad always goes to bed at 10 o'clock and he goes to sleep. So he'll never know when I come in. So, you know, tonight the boys want to do something, so we're going to hang out till 1 o'clock. Dad'll be asleep. He won't ever know the difference. So you drive in, and when you drive into the house, the kitchen light's on. It's never on. But it is tonight. And you look in the window, and there's a man sitting in there at the table drinking coffee. It happens to be Dad. And it's 1 o'clock, and he told you not to be past 11. And you look in, and he's got this great big razor strap hanging beside the... that leather belt. you know you're in trouble, don't you? Some of us boys have lived through that. I am one. So when Dad gets through wearing you out with that leather strap, did he not love you? Oh, he loved you. He gave you a set of rules, didn't he? Does God love you? Yes. And he has a set of rules. And will he chasten you or discipline you? Yes, he will. He will chasten you and discipline you. And you won't like it, I guarantee. But if you repent, let me just take you to a scripture that shows you this and what he will do. Let's go to Job 33, start with verse 14. Job 33, 14 in the NLT. When we do something wrong, this is what God does for us. Job 33. For God speaks again and again, though people do not recognize it. What does that mean? I come to this fine young man sitting right here. I hadn't seen him in church in 6 months. I said, praise God, brother, how you doing?
Great.
Well, I'm doing great. I said, I hadn't seen you in church in 6 months. Well, I bought me a new boat first of the spring, and I've been out every Sunday in my new boat. I said, I think you ought to park that boat and come to church on Sunday and take Saturday and go, but I got other things I want to do on Saturday. I said, well, I really think you ought to be in church on Sunday. Now, who do you think that was talking to him? That was God. That's exactly right. God was using me to talk to him. So he didn't pay attention. So God, let's see what God does after that. Of course, in fact, after God sends me, he probably won't just send me. In 2 or 3 weeks, if he don't come back to church, he'll send somebody else. He'll run in and say, oh, brother so-and-so, what are you, brother Bob, what are you, oh, hey, I hadn't seen you in church in 6 months. What are you doing? I mean, you used to come to church every Sunday. Well, but I bought myself a new boat. Or I bought myself a new travel trailer. We've been traveling. We've been camping out. What do? We do everything to not come to church. Is that right? See, God sends different people to tell you you need to be back in church. Though people do not recognize it. You know, the average person, if you'd have just asked brother here, when I got through talking to him after I left, said, who do you think that was that talked to you? Who do you think, what do you think he'd say? That's Thurman. Thurman come by and he told me I need to go to church. Nobody had ever said, you know, God just spoke out of Thurman's mouth, told me to come to church. But who was it really talking? It was God. That's right. I was trying to get him back in church. You know, or you're doing something wrong. And now let's see verse 15. Let's see what happens after God speaks to us again and again. Verse 15, he says, then he speaks in dreams and visions of the night when deep sleep fall on people as they lie in bed. Now, have you ever had a dream? Where do you think that dream come from? It come from God. That's God talking to you. You know, somebody says, whoa, I've had some terrible ones. Yeah, he's trying to get your attention. He's fixing to tell you right here. Look what he says here. He whispers in their ear and he terrifies them with his warnings. He does what? He terrifies you with his warnings. Do you think God loves you? Of course he does. He don't want nothing bad to happen to you. So he does everything he can to get your attention. He speaks to you over and over again, and you don't listen. Then he sends dreams and visions, and you're still not listening. Then he says, he causes them to change their mind. He keeps them from pride. He keeps them from the grave, from crossing over the river of death. Because when you're into pride and all kinds of sin, where are you headed? The grave and death. Does God want to see you die early? No, he wants you to live a long, good, healthy life. That's what he wants. He puts you on this earth to have a long, healthy life. And people don't listen. He keeps them from the grave and from crossing over the river of death, verse 19 and 20. Or God disciplines. Now listen to this. If before I read that scripture, if I were to ask the average person in church, do you believe God would discipline you with sickness and pain in your body? What do you think most people would tell me? That's sure. That's exactly what they would say. Yeah, that's exactly right. No, no, he would not. No, God loves me. He would never hurt me. Yeah, he'd kill you. He will not only hurt you, he will kill you if it takes it. He will do whatever he has to do to bring you into his kingdom. And if it takes bringing you all the way to death, he'll do it. He'd rather see you live a short life and die on this earth and go to heaven to be with him than live 100 years and disown him the whole time. He does not want you to disown him. So he says here, God disciplines people with... Now, the King James says God chastens. But the NLT says God disciplines people with sickness and pain, with ceaseless aching in their bones. Now, when you're sick and in a hospital and you're in pain, who is doing that to you? The average person never dreamed that's God. Why is he doing that to you? Get your attention. He loves you. Remember, Dave made a statement to me one time. He said, Thurman, I've now realized that God has no problem breaking your arm to get your attention. You know, and sometimes that's what it takes. Somebody said, God would never break my arm. Oh, yeah, he will too. You know, he'll do whatever he has to do to bring you back to himself. And he does not want you sick. He wants you well. But it says right there, God disciplines people with sickness and pain, with ceaseless aching in their bones. They lose their appetite and do not care for even the most delicious food. They waste away to skin and bones. You ever seen anybody like that? All the time. I've been to hospitals and prayed for many a person who looked just like that. Young people, old people. In fact, I can remember the 15-year-old young man. He was so young, he was in Cook's Medical Center in Fort Worth with terminal cancer, only had just a few weeks, maybe a couple, 2 or 3 months to live. 15 years old. The grandmother of that boy came to me and said, Thurman, this is years ago. Before I was a pastor, I just prayed for people. She said, my grandson is down at Cook's Medical Center with supposedly terminal cancer. Would you go down there and pray for him? I said, sure. So I got in my truck and I drove down to Cook's Medical Center and I found the young boy and there was a dad up there and I said, so how's things going? He said, well, they just gave him a chemo treatment and it's not well, not good.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety titled, I Can Guarantee God's Word, or you would like to have any other Living Savior Ministries teachings on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.